Rural communities across the Ohio Valley are shrinking as more young people leave to find work, to escape troubles, or to follow dreams. U.S. Census data show West Virginia, for example, losing population faster than almost every other state. The Ohio Valley Resource with West Virginia Public Broadcasting is following six young people from the region to get the personal stories behind these population numbers. Glynis Board introduces us to the series called The Struggle to Stay.
I mean, I'd love to be able to stay here. The people were great, but it's just dying. And, you know, if you want to succeed, you got to leave.
This is Mark Combs, a 32-year-old actor and an Iraqi war vet from the Ohio Valley region. He's among this population of people who believe there has to be a better life or at least better economic opportunities elsewhere. He decided to set west and took a recorder along for the journey so that we could listen in on his experiences and maybe glean some lessons.
I think the job market is so much larger. The jobs are going to be really easy to come by.
Mark joins the more than 50,000 people who are leaving the state each year, according to Census Bureau estimates. But this region remains populated by all types of people wrestling with the decision to stay or go. It's a palpable part of what defines these hills and small towns. The Struggle to Stay series watches as these struggles unfold in the lives of six people in our region. We follow them for months to learn how they survive, either way. Like Derek Acow from Lynch, a coal camp town in Harlan County, Kentucky. For generations, Derek's family and others in the coalfield's African American community have found themselves leaving home to chase better wages. Derek left home with a college football scholarship, but a spinal injury took him off the field, so he came back.
In the deep, dark hills of eastern Kentucky.
I'm not a big fan of country music.
That's the place where I trace my bloodline.
But, you know, you got me pumped up like crazy.
And it's there I read on a hillside gravestone.
I love it.
We also follow people like Crystal Snyder, a single mother of two who wants to stay in the region. But she's worried it might be an irresponsible choice given all the industrial pollution the region is mired with.
Like when I think the toxic, you know, Chemical Valley and DuPont and, you know, mountaintop removal and the dust, and when you see a map and it shows you like this area of poverty, people die younger than they do over here in Virginia, and your mother died at 41, and that kind of makes you think like, is it a good idea for me to leave my children here?
Is the grass really greener elsewhere? Again, veteran and actor Mark Combs.
So I am homeless, jobless, with $10 accessible to my name. We can be the opposite side of the country.
We explore everything from the cost of living to the emotional push and pull many in this region feel about moving away, returning, having to leave again. Do you have to leave to succeed? And is staying worth the hustle, the heartache, the drugs, addiction, pollution, and poverty? Well, that's kind of what we're trying to find out. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Glynis Board.
Visit weku.fm to learn more about the Struggle to Stay series and to hear this story and other stories from the Ohio Valley Resource. From Kentucky Public Radio and from WEKU. The Ohio Valley Resource is made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WEKU.